And today, my sermonette, The Great Power of the Saints. The SPS, to receive and use the strength of the Holy Spirit. Brethren Christians are much more equipped to overcome much evil and problems, much more than we do as we face it in the world. We have that power to overcome those things. God put it in us. When God made us, He gave us a conscience, and that was to guide us in the way that we went, whether we did the right thing or not. That conscience tells us whether we're right or wrong. He also gave us His Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is the power that we need to follow the conscience and do what the conscience shows us and teaches us. And if we remember that we have that power, that Holy Spirit that answers all the questions and tells us exactly how we should be, what we should do, how we should do it. If we remember we have that power, it would strengthen us and help us to go on to be successful in everything that we do. And to do that and to remember, we must first of all stay close to God. Stay close to God. How do we do it? We commune with Him. We praise His name. We obey His word. These actions on our part shows the Lord what we want, what we are desiring, how we want to be. And the greatest part of the power, I think, is when we are baptized. When we are baptized, I think we get the greatest part of that power that God gives us, His Holy Spirit, that strength. And, brethren, that's the ammunition that we're given. We have to be aware of it. That's the ammunition. You have to remember it and do more with it. Take the fullest advantage. What we have is real and strong. We can't let it go to waste. Sometimes we have a problem, we turn to others who know how to handle this problem, who knows how to overcome it. And that's fine. That's what we're here for, to help each other to overcome the problems that we have. But many times the help that we're given is just a quick fix. It solves the problem for a little while, but then we're right back to square one. And that's when we have to turn to God. Stay close to Him. Pray. And listen for the answers. Now, sometimes the answers we get might not be what we want. It might not be our desires. It might not be what we would like to happen. But even when that's the way it is, if we know it comes from the Word, we know it comes from God, we know it comes from the teachers that God has given us, accept it. Accept it and work with it, because it comes from God. And God is never wrong. God is never wrong. The solutions at last come from Him. If we do this, we can have answers to any of the questions, and it would bring us the best results. If our desires and our plans were always right, we wouldn't need to turn to God. We would just solve it ourselves. But we know we are weak. We know that we are unable to do this. And this is why God invited us. Come to me. and I will help you. I will show you the way. And this is why we do it as Christians. His results are always perfect. So we have rules to follow. To do this. To stay in tune with God. And to do the things that God is leading us to do. We must have rules. Some say that the law is done away with. It was nailed to the cross for Jesus Christ. But I guess those people are forgetting that whatever you do in life, you must have rules to go by. And God has given us the rules. So we appeal to God in prayer. And brethren, let's take a little inventory from the Word, from God, from His teachers. Let's take a little inventory and see what we have. Let's make a little inventory list. Let's go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and verse 10. Ephesians 6, and verse 10. Paul is speaking to the Ephesians, and he's telling them, we know how strong Paul was. We know what he went through. He was abused in every way. He was punished. He always kept strong. He never deviated. He did what he knew that he was taught. And Ephesians 6 and verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So we pray, we peruse the Word, we do exactly as it says. We don't try to cut corners to make it suit us. We do it exactly as it says. And we will find that when God answers us, it comes in different ways. Sometimes it's an idea. An idea that just comes to us. Where did that come from? How come I didn't see that before? It's so clear. It comes in an idea. It comes sometimes hidden, revealed knowledge. I didn't even realize I knew this, but I do. And here I am using it and trying it, and it's happening. It gives us courage. It gives us courage to pursue whatever the problem is, to overcome it. And that courage gives us unexplained strength. Where does this strength come from? Again, I didn't know I had it, but here it is. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Brethren, how do you fight a war? You fight in a war, you have no ammunition, and you have no armor. That would bring devastation and destruction. You won't get very far. So we need the armor and the ammunition. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And how strong that is. We don't know. Many of us don't know. Many of us don't realize how strong the evil powers of this world are. And they're not strong by accident. God allows them to be strong because they're being used. They're being used to teach us. So we have to keep our eyes on that. And don't think it's going to be a pushover. Don't think it's going to be an easy job. We have to use our strength. All the strength, all the power that the Lord gives us, we have to use it. Daniel, in the book of Daniel, Daniel is describing to us how strong these evil powers really are. And he's given us an account of an angelic visit in a vision that the Lord sent him. And this angel is speaking to Daniel. Daniel, the 10th chapter, verses 12 and 13. Daniel, the 10th chapter, verses 12 and 13. Then he said unto me, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day you set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words." Many times we think, "I have asked God for this. I've asked so many times." He didn't answer. He didn't even let me know that he heard. We think God doesn't hear or isn't looking out for us. God misses nothing. Everything we say, God hears it and knows it. He goes on, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And we understand this prince of the kingdom of Persia to be an evil spirit that rules that part of the world at that time. We don't know about now. We don't know if it exists now, but at that time. But Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia." So he's showing us here. 21 days. 21 days. He's showing us here what these evil powers can do to an angel that the Lord sends. And of course, the Lord, again, is just allowing them to do that. He could have stopped it right away. But he has to show us the power that these evil spirits have. The spirit is strong. It's not to be trifled with. Let's go back to Ephesians. Ephesians 6, verse 13. "Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand, be firm." Be firm. We're not backing down. We're not giving up. Verse 14 says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth." Truth. God says, no liars will be allowed in his kingdom when it comes. He is interested in truth, and this is what he's bringing about. So that's honesty and integrity. We must be honest. We must have integrity. "Having on the breastplate of righteousness." Avoid sin. Avoid sin and practice righteousness. Verse 15, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." No bickering. "Quickly forgive and even pray for your enemies." Because this is what God is made of. Not paying back. Not tit for tat. Not "you did it to me, I'll do it back to you." But loving the enemy even when he hates you. Verse 16 says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Faith. We must believe in what we do. While we're doing it, even though it frightens us somehow, and we know we're weak and it could overcome us, we must have the faith that God is covering this. God is telling us, "I have your back. Don't be afraid. Do it, whether you're afraid or not." As a matter of fact, if you're afraid and you do it, you're even stronger, because you're overcoming the fear. So we got to believe in what we do, and do not fold to pressure. Verse 17 says, "And take the helmet of salvation," and that is true repentance, "and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." We're back to prayer again. We're back to prayer. And we're not just praying for ourselves, we're praying for all the saints and for all men. because we are actually when what we do and how we make out will affect the entire world at the right time. 19 says, and for me, Paul is praying for himself here, I need your prayers too. It's not just me teaching you and showing you what to do. I am also a man. I am also weak in certain ways. So pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, and that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds. And we know that he was a willing and thankful prisoner of Christ. That's what he called himself, prisoner of Christ. That therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. His interest and his passion was to love all, pray for all, and teach God's truth to all. Brethren, there's always ways to improve whatever situation that we happen to be in. That improvement comes from the Spirit of God. He gives it to us. We take it, we use it. He works today as he worked from the very beginning. Our Lord tells us that his Father had been working from the beginning, and he said, I work and my Father works. He never stops. He never stops. And when he does stop, it's not because he's tired. He stops because it's time to celebrate something else. He has equipped us to work as well. He gave us everything we need. It doesn't always feel that way. But if we believe and trust God, it will all turn out well in the end. And we will be the victors by exercising the great power of God.